Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the court-appointed special advocates of Hunt County, CASA, Lori Cope. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, CASA looks after kids in foster care, and the volunteers for CASA look after the kids in foster care, all under the guidance, very much so, of Lori Cope. Well, let me ask you about something that, as far as I know, is new. I had not heard of it before. It's called the Education Advocacy Guidebook that CASA has put out, and this is to help your CASAs, as you say, but your volunteers, sort of look after the kids' educational well-being.
Right. You know, that's just educational advocacy is just one of the things that our volunteers do. You know, we have medical advocacy and just well-being advocacy. But now, even during this pandemic, educational advocacy has really risen to the top of the things that we are doing. And Texas CASA has developed this 66-page guidebook that really, boy, gets in there and has a lot of great information for our volunteers that just gives us this baseline knowledge of help us identify education-related challenges that these kids in foster care, you know, are experiencing.
Mm-hmm. And what are some examples of some things the volunteers might look into and watch after?
Well, you know, anytime a child has childhood trauma and the stresses that are involved with these childhood experiences, that can create situations in their educational learning. The volunteers, of course, are talking to the teachers and the school counselors to watch for their grades, to make sure that their grades are not declining, but also to make sure they're getting any special services. And as CASA, we can even request that the child receive some testing. We can request that they have these ARD meetings, which is the meetings of all the teachers and stuff, to just be sure these kids are getting the services that they need. You know, and the thing is, you know, statistics show kids in foster care are 3 times more likely to be receiving special education services.
Hmm.
And part of that is just, you know, related to the trauma they've been through, but also once they're in that foster care system, they're likely to be moved around.
Yep.
more frequently than other kids. And so moving these kids also, you know, they lose, you know, some of this education that they should be retaining, but they're not. So. Hmm.
We're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori's the director of CASA of Hunt County, the court-appointed special advocates for kids in foster care. It's remarkable what these volunteers do, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, you know, they come to us from all walks of life. You know, they just have a passion for wanting to help kids. And that's why, you know, they have a supervisor that helps guide them, coach
yeah.
them, you know, motivate them. But it's just, you know, these, you know, it's just folks who want to help kids. You know, and during this pandemic with the education, you know, just as any parent is struggling to help these kids, these students with virtual classes, so are these foster parents or these relative placements. And so these CASA volunteers are making sure that these parents have the tools they need to make sure these kids are getting the correct ways to get, you know, the virtual classes set up and done. So just to make sure these kids are getting the education.
They help the parents as well. Are the foster parents in this case? Yeah. Yeah. Well, so just very quickly, you have a training session coming up for new volunteers soon? Or are you just doing that continually?
We're actually going to be focusing on, we're going to call it the Men of CASA. We are out of our 61 CASA volunteers, about 92% are women.
Uh-huh.
We need some men CASA volunteers. And so our recruitment campaign right now is to recruit men volunteers. And so that campaign is kind of underway. And if we have enough to do that training course before the holidays, we'll sure set it. But if not, we're definitely going to do that in January. So now's the time to go online and get the application filled out. And just, you know, if you know a guy, we really need some men to be advocates.
Yeah. We'll talk about that again sometime in the future, not too far into the future. Well, we're going to run out of time here pretty quickly, but you're looking for help with providing Christmas gifts for kids in CASA.
Yes, every year we do what's called the Christmas Wish List Project, and what we're doing is asking for sponsors for these wish lists. So every child that we serve, which is 100% of the Hunt County kids removed from their abusive home, they get to make out a wish list of things they really want for Christmas. And then they turn that into us, and we get a sponsor for that list, and the sponsor buys those things, and then the CASA volunteer gets those things to the child. So what we need right now is people to contact us and say, hey, I want to be a sponsor for a wish list.
Mm-hmm. And is there a deadline for that, Lori?
The mid-November is when, because they need to have those gifts back to us by December 9th.
Uh-huh.
And so we're just hoping that, by mid-November, we kind of know that people do have those lists and they're out shopping.
I see. And then so they can look you up online. And, of course, you have offices in downtown Greenville, although you all aren't always open under regular hours these days, right?
Correct. Yeah. So on our website, as well as our Facebook page, there is information about how to get a hold of us to be a sponsor for the Christmas Wish List Project.
Okay. That ought to do it. Lori, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again today.
Thank you so much, John Mark.
Lori Cope with CASA, the court-appointed special advocates of Hunt County. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.